we're very, very lucky to have Paul Hale in the studio tonight, who's an ambulance driver, singing ambulance driver, should I say. And we'll be talking to Paul after we've had a track from him called Taking Time.
Okay, so we're joined in the studio by Paul, the singing ambulance driver. Very good evening to you, Paul. Welcome along to Radio Way.
Hello.
Thanks for coming down this evening. Lovely to see you with your guitar. We're going to hear some live music very soon. And the email's already flooding in for you this evening as well. We've had Jody, who's been in touch. Jody Hale. Jody's your wife, I believe.
Yeah, or the other half, as we like to call her as well.
Excellent. So where's Jody listening this evening?
She's just down the road, just near Chertsey Station, that sort of way.
Excellent, wonderful. So good to have your company, Jody. And also, we've had an email, and this is nothing to do with you, actually, but we'll read it anyway. Comes in from Kerry, a request and dedication for the wonderful staff in both the surgical and the HDU unit in Kingfisher Wards. That's St Peter's Hospital. She's just been discharged, and she wants to say thank you to all the nurses there. So that's nice. It's nice to nurses tell a bit of gratitude, isn't it?
Oh, definitely, yeah, yeah.
So, you work for the London Ambulance Service as an A&E support driver. Now, just sort of thinking about your job here, is that the same sort of role as a paramedic?
It is very similar to a paramedic. I mean, we deal with 999 calls, but we deal with a different category of call. Most of the ambers and red calls are life-threatening calls, and we tend to deal with the more sort of less limb-threatening sort of things and life-threatening. More broken legs and broken arms. So
not life-threatening stuff?
No, not normally, okay. But then it depends what your class is life-threatening, really, doesn't it? We deal with quite a lot of terminally ill patients as well, so it's a mix and match of different...
Okay, so just to clarify, when somebody dials 999, their call is classified into different categories then?
It goes through like a triage service, and they decide which category of call it is, whether it's a very life-threatening call, a red call, or not so life-threatening, a green call. And we tend to deal with the green calls. That's okay. What we're sent to.
So your official job title, A&E support driver. I'm guessing you probably work long and possibly unsociable hours in your job, so I'm guessing it's a bit of a challenge trying to fit the music in around what you're doing for your work.
I mean, definitely, yeah. I mean, tomorrow I'm on a 7 to 7 shift, so I've got to get up early tomorrow, 5 in the morning. I'm not trying not to think about that at the moment.
Don't think about that until the alarm goes off. So you really will be getting the Monday morning blues then tomorrow until the alarm
definitely,
goes off.
Yeah, tell me about it, yeah. I think I'll wake up when I get there anyway. But yeah, I tend to sort of just fit it in. I fit the music in around the shifts, and at times I've been known to record tracks in the car and all sorts of stuff just to get the music down.
Wonderful. I've seen the videos on YouTube. You're playing the guitar in your car, and this has just amazed me, watching this video earlier on this evening. If you're playing the guitar in a car, it's not a particularly big car, and it's not probably not the most sort of practical place to play the guitar, I would imagine.
Not definitely not, but being left-handed, it helps, because the steering wheel doesn't quite get in the way as much as it would.
Oh, there you go, I'm left-handed as well, so if I ever played a guitar, all the best people are left-handed, aren't
they? You must be talented as well, then.
Well, they say left-handed people are very creative, don't they, so...
Well, yeah. Hopefully we'll find that out tonight.
We will. I can't speak for myself, but I'm sure you're very, very talented, so we'll find out. I know Gail wanted to say something at this point.
I had a vision. Actually, in my mind, Paul, of you actually sitting in the back of an ambulance with everything going on around you, sort of jotting down notes and words and lyrics and things, you know.
A lot of the songs are written from life experience. Yeah. Some of the A&E stuff comes into the lyrics here and there.
Yes.
But there are some tracks actually. Videos on the YouTube, and I'm actually in the ambulance because it's before work.
So you're in the. I'm just thinking.
Somebody talk.
You have to look closely.
The thing that sort of makes you really and just makes you sort of stand out from the crowd is the fact you're an ambulance driver, and to make a music video in the back of an ambulance or something, that'd be awesome.
maybe we'll give that a go. We have to ask for permission. Maybe.
Yeah, obviously clear it for all the official channels.
Yeah. Without the patient in the back.
Yeah, a disused ambulance. Wonderful. Who influences you musically? What do you like listening to?
Well, I've been playing for about 17 years, so when I first started, it was a lot of stuff that my dad used to listen to, a lot of root blues sort of music. Eric Clapton.
Excellent.
Then from Eric Clapton to Queen, and I've got so many different influences. It goes right from Eric Clapton through to ELO, and then more recently Counting Crows. I like a bit of Jamiroquai. There's so many different people.
Oh, I love Electric Light Orchestra.
I love Jamiroquai.
Some great influences there. And I guess you, as you were going through your dad's collection or something, as a young boy, going through your dad's music collection, playing the vinyl? Or?
Yeah, playing vinyl. And then as I got a bit older, CDs came out.
Yeah.
Off to tapes.
Oh, to set tapes.
Showing my age now. But then I started to replace all of the vinyl with CDs. So a lot of the stuff that I like is that sort of era, the old Elton John sort of stuff, the Yellow Brick Road.
Oh, wonderful stuff.
And the old Stevie Wonder as well, Hotter Than July, that album.
Great music. And it's almost an era where music sort of meant more than it does now. I mean, music nowadays, dare I say it, is almost disposable, isn't it?
Definitely,
and a lot. I mean, not all of it, but a lot of stuff is out there. X Factor and stuff like that, it has a shelf life, doesn't it? And it disappears. So.
That's the thing.
Well, let's hear one of your first live song. You brought your guitar with you. Let's put it to some use. And what are you going to play for us?
I don't know. I'm going to tune it first. Let me just check it's in tune. Lovely. This track's called Try.
And is there a story behind the song, or what's it about?
Kind of a story. I don't know. Perhaps you should figure it out yourself when you listen.
Ah, there you go. We'll work our own story out based on the song. So let's have a listen to this then.
Deep breath than a smile, sweetly thinking why wasn't anything said. No last chances, familiar glances. This is my last goodbye. This is my final try. This is my last hello, and why do I even try? Why do I fall so hard? Why can't I make it right? Everything's going wrong, and why do I even try? Broken things that can't be fixed are all that I hear about. A new beginning's are hard to make when it's all just a big mistake. Feeling rejected, not even connected. This is my last goodbye. This is my final try. This is my last hello, and why do I even try? Why do I fall so hard? Why can't I make it right? Everything's going wrong, and why do I even try? Why do I even try? This is my last goodbye. This is my final try. This is my last hello. Why do I even try? Why do I fall so hard? Why can't I make it right? Everything's going wrong. And why do I even try? Why do I even try?
Wow. Very good.
Wow, that was wonderful. And it just shows you can grab a guitar and, yeah, just a bit of raw talent. And it's amazing to hear that. So thanks for doing that. And wonderful. How long did it take you to sort of learn the guitar?
17 years.
Wow.
I've been playing for about 17 years. I was taught, self-taught for about 2 years.
Mm.
Then I went on to teaching after that, privately. And then I went to the Academy of Contemporary Music, which is in Guildford.
Oh, yes, the ACM, I know that very well, yes.
Yeah, I was there for about a year. I think it was in the first year that they were actually in Guildford. And then after that, I was studying music and playing in and out of just different bands. I've even played in a Sweet tribute band. I played in all sorts of different stuff, Elvis, everything. So
obviously you enjoy what you're doing, yeah. And you're getting out there and just taking part in bands and just getting involved in the music scene, which is great to see. And what was it? And did you just sort of pick up a guitar and thought, oh, this is interesting, I might have a go with this and then go from there? Or
I was actually watching a programme with, I think you had Eric Clapton and Loose Window Screen, we call him, Bruce Springsteen.
Loose Window Screen.
Yeah.
I can see where you're going
with
that. There is actually a cleaning company around here somewhere, and they're called Spruce Spring Clean.
There you
go. Thought it was quite cool, but Loose Window Screen. I'll write that one down. I remember that one. Wonderful stuff.
Yeah, I like that.
We've had a couple of emails in, actually, and Ian's been in touch.
Hi, Ian.
And Ian says he's looking forward to some NHS talent. Have you ever been called NHS talent before?
No, I don't know. Maybe by the nurses behind my back, I don't know.
And Ian wants to know, is the ambulance parked outside a studio?
Not at the moment. No.
Great, well, we're going to hear more music from you and some more live songs as well. Very much looking forward to that. It's John and Gail here on Radio Way with Paul, the singing ambulance driver who likes to play in the car. But we reckon that's because you're left-handed. That makes it a bit easier.
Maybe, yeah.
Wonderful. We're going to come back to you. Got to play a request, though, for Kerry on the way shortly. Kerry emailed in earlier. Let's just have a look at Kerry's email. Request and dedication for all the wonderful staff in both the surgical and the HD unit and the Kingfish Award at St. Peter's. Just finished a long stay at St. Peter's. Pleased to be home, but thankful for the wonderful care I received. Please can you play Katy Perry and Firework for them, as they are always humming it on the wards. And a big thank you to everyone on Kingfisher for making me well again. That comes in from Kerry, who's out of hospital and back home listening to Radio Way on the internet. So thank you very much for your email, Kerry. Lovely to hear from you, and your request is on the way next.